Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is welcoming leaders from the Pacific Islands to Washington, D.C. tomorrow for a two-day summit. This meeting comes as the Biden administration remains focused on countering China's influence in the region, as NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
This is the second summit Biden is hosting with leaders from the Pacific Islands. It's meant to deepen cooperation with these island nations on everything from climate change to fishing to economic growth. And it comes as the Biden administration has repeatedly indicated that it needs to provide alternatives to China's rise and assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. As part of this summit, the administration is announcing U.S. funds to help create a secure undersea connectivity cable for Pacific Island nations that often don't have reliable high-speed internet connections. A senior Biden administration official says the U.S. has deep moral, strategic, and historic interests in the region. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
On Maui, a select group of Lahaina residents will be allowed into the burn zone tomorrow to see what's left of their property after the wildfires. Jackie Young from Hawaii Public Radio has more.
Officials are restricting access to areas in the actual burn zone that have been cleared by the EPA of toxic debris. For the first ones returning, that's only property on Kaneao Road, known as Zone 1C. Residents had to prove they lived in or owned property in that area. They then were issued personal protective equipment and given a demonstration of how to wear the special suits, booties, gloves, and masks. All were warned to avoid breathing the hazardous air and to rest frequently. Even though aerial images show not much is left of their longtime homes, some built in the 70s, residents said they were ready to return to grieve and heal as much as possible. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
The European Union is condemning the violence in Kosovo that left one police officer dead and wounded others overnight. Terry Schultz reports Kosovo is accusing Serbia of supporting the attackers.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, who's also brokering peace talks between Kosovo and Serbia, says the violence must stop immediately. Borrell underscores that the facts surrounding the fatal attack must be determined and the perpetrators punished. Kosovo Prime Minister Albin Kurti says masked men with heavy weapons opened fire on a police patrol, which had been sent to deal with trucks which were blocking a bridge into a city near Kosovo's border with Serbia. Kurti says the perpetrators were part of an armed gang supported by Serbia. The Kosovo Diocese of the Serbian Orthodox Church said it had also been attacked by the group, which broke down a locked gate into its monastery. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures are up about 0.1%. You're listening to NPR News. Health officials say norovirus can be a trail-ending threat in the wilderness, and they're advising hikers to step up their outdoor hygiene. NPR's Ping Huang has more.
Last year, after a stream of sick hikers passed through a lodge on the Pacific Crest Trail in Washington, a volunteer closed the lodge and emailed health authorities. Aaron Hamlet from the CDC got the alert. He surveyed hikers and went to a log cabin near a stream where many of them had stopped. They tested the environment and the water, which came out clean.
But every single swab that we swabbed did test positive for human fecal contamination.
The results were recently published in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. With norovirus, hand sanitizer and common water filters don't work. Hamlet says hikers can cut their risks by washing their hands with soap and making sure their drinking water is clean. Ping Huang, NPR News.
At the weekend box office, the horror film, The Nun 2, took the top spot for the third straight week, bringing in an estimated $8.4 million in ticket sales. Those numbers, though, just barely beat the Sylvester Stallone debut of The Expendables, which came in second place with $8.3 million. It's the fourth installment of that franchise, and it's its worst opening weekend. In third place, Kenneth Branagh's third Agatha Christie adaptation, A Haunting in Venice, which took in $6 million. U.S. futures contracts trading higher at last check. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.